I've always found a fascination in Makkos Choshech. I don't know why, but it seems to be the Makkah I come back to year after year, wondering what is it that we could learn from Makkos Choshech. I want to share with you two unbelievably amazing thoughts on Makkos Choshech. See, within Makkos Choshech, there are two points that the Torah stresses. Lo ra'ui shesachiv lo kamu ish mitachtav. Nobody saw anything. That was it. Nobody had any idea what was going on. If you were an Egyptian, you were in your dark room, you had no idea what was going on. Afilu, even the person next to you is there, you have no idea what's going on. That's the one. But on the other hand, all of Klal Yisrael had light in their settlements. So the question is twofold. First off, what exactly does that mean that you couldn't see anything and you couldn't move? And second of all, why the stress on the fact that the Jewish people had light? We know that it's said over and over again throughout the Makkos that Klal Yisrael wasn't impacted the same way that the Mitzrim were. Why the focus that way? Chidush Erim offers an amazing insight. He says, you know what the thing is? Sometimes when I suffer, if I see other people suffering, I take solace in the fact that we're all in it together. Yeah, we're all in it together. I know that because you're suffering and I'm suffering, somehow we're able to carry the burden together. Think about that. Think how often when I have a tsar and I share it with other people, I feel a little bit better, especially when they have the same issue. I have a friend from as far back as I go, one of my oldest friends. He created an organization where the whole emphasis is how do you make a pairing with different families that have the same mental health issue? Why? Because when I'm suffering and I talk to another family and they tell me, we know exactly what you're going through because that's what we're going through or that's what we went through. It's amazing. Lo ra'ui shetachiv. The people couldn't see anyone else suffering. And because of that, says the Chidush HaRim, lukamu ish mitachtav. A person couldn't get up from their suffering and from their pain. Think about that. So profound, because you can get up only when you see everybody else. And perhaps that would be the extension of why is it? Because the Jewish people, right, what was the or? The or was the fact that they saw and the fact that they felt everybody else. They could go on because they saw everybody else and we're in it together. But I want to share with you another beautiful idea. The Kotzker, in his insightful comments, says that at Brias HaOlam, what God did was, God took this special light, this spiritual light that was so powerful. And what did he do? He concealed it. Because he said, I can't have the Rishayim use it. Wicked people can't benefit from it. So it was hidden. And when was it taken out? It was taken out on this very moment. At Makkos Choshech, when the Egyptians were blinded, they couldn't see anything, they were completely enveloped in darkness. That's precisely when God says, oh, let me take it out. Why am I going to take it out? I'm going to take it out because now Klal Yisrael are the tzaddikim. And the Rishayim don't have to see it. What happens when that? When you have that Or HaGanuz, when you have that hidden light, whatever it is, there is nothing that's hidden whatsoever from you. You have complete transparency. Everything is easy to see. And then what happens? Bnei Yisrael are able to see all the treasures that are hidden from them. That's Makkos Choshech. On the one hand, God makes the wicked suffer doubly. It's not only that they're in pain, but they don't have anyone to share that burden with them. And God makes it so illuminated and so clear for Klal Yisrael. Have a great day.